You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I am aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio Online Show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. Today I'm going to talk about the four pillars of highly engaged workforce. A lot of companies make efforts to increase engagement, but they don't have the formal mechanisms to plan it and track their progress. 10 years ago, people got away with not really having a strategic focus with changes in the workforce and expectations that employees have. Having a connection to purpose and core values is important. Engagement isn't having a lot of programs that give people stuff. Let's dive into four pillars for building a highly engaged workforce. The first one is driving connection, making sure collaboration is happening across the company and there is a high level of communication. The second thing is meaning. Highly engaged people want to know they are part of worthy purpose and what's their role in that is. The third thing is impact. People want to have an impact on others. Engaged and happier employees are those who have the ability to impact someone else, and they want their company to provide them a means to have that impact. And the last thing, recognition. Tell employees what they are doing well, and not once a year or at the end of the quarter. They are hungry for a regular stream of recognition so they can continually define how to get better. Companies can't afford to ignore their workers' lack of interest any longer. Engagement is a goal that can be achieved. Gallup surveys how many employees in the U.S. workforce are engaged and reports its finding each year. Nearly 7 in 10, I would say 68%, are disengaged as of the 2016 report. Ever since Gallup began measuring employee engagement in 2000, the percentage of engaged workers in the U.S. has never topped 33%. Worldwide, only 13% of employees working for an organization are engaged. For the record, Gallup defines engaged employees as those who are involved in and enthusiastic about their work in a workplace. These statistics should startle, but much like the national debt or crime figures, the numbers are released and seemingly shrugged at. If 7 out of 10 workers are not engaged, corporate leaders cannot possibly look around their office and think it's some other company's problem. Perhaps they feel there's a little they can do about it, or they don't know where to start. Most would argue it's a top-down problem. Harvard Business Review research shows that managers account for as much as 70% of variance in employee engagement scores. Another Gallup study of more than 7,200 adults in the U.S. show that 1 in 2 had left a job at some point in their career to get away from their manager. The disengaged workforce is a pandemic that corporate America cannot afford to ignore. Ed Alisa Ritalik states in an article posted by Glassdoor.com, actively disengaged employees aren't just unhappy at work, they're busy acting out their unhappiness. Every day, these workers undermine what their engaged co-workers accomplish. They're aggressively lowering morale and productivity levels. These people can be a real danger to any organization. Engagement may feel like a nebulous term and a bit of a buzzword, says Scott Crabtree, a speaker and corporate consultant on the topic, but it's universally needed, universally lacking, and has a significant impact on things we want, including the bottom line. Crabtree earned an undergraduate degree in cognitive science from Vassar College. I've been enthralled with brains and what makes us tick and not tick as well between the ears for a long time. He spent most of his career leading the design and development of video games, and eventually landed at Intel. He told sales and marketing management that during his work there, he discovered there was solid peer-reviewed science of happiness and thought it was the most amazing thing I'd come across in my life. He left Intel and found Happy Brain Science, a Portland, Oregon-based consultancy whose mission is to empower organizations and individuals to boost happiness at work and increase engagement, productivity, and creativity. Crabtree's definition of choice for employee engagement is an emotional commitment to work that results in increased effort, performance, and quality of work life. There are a lot of things you will not hear me talk about when I give my overview of how to get most of what you need for employee engagement. One of those is compensation. It's complex, and it's usually sometimes that my audiences can't immediately control. Crabtree says, you cannot buy somebody's engagement, but not can fail to buy it, he explains. If you feel that you are not getting compensated fairly, it will disengage you from the work you are doing. But I could give you a raise of $500,000 per year and it would not be enough to engage you. Fair compensation is necessary, but not sufficient to get employee engagement. What will improve employee engagement? Crabtree says he has advised such notable companies as DreamWorks Animation, Microsoft, and Boeing on his challenge. A centerpiece of his message is to mind the gaps, a mnemonic device for two sets of factors that he says are scientifically proven to improve employee engagement: goals, alignment, and progress, and growth, and appreciation, and people. All of that I present is grounded in data or science of some kind. I try to give people as little of my opinion as possible. Intel co-founder Andrew Grove had a great quote that was often repeated around Intel. Everyone has an opinion. Some people have data. Does happiness equals engagement? Some people will tell you that employee happiness and employee engagement are two totally different things. Crabtree disagrees. If you define happiness the way scientists do, as a deep, meaningful sense of satisfaction with life, as well as short-term positive emotions, there is a lot of overlap between happiness and engagement. There are two different things, but a lot of what you do to get happiness will also get you engagement. John O'Brien, Vice President of the Employee Performance Group at BI Worldwide, a global engagement agency, says organizations have been trying to sell employees on engagement, but what employees really want is happiness. Instead of declaring undying loyalty or planning long-term career intentions, employees want to enjoy their work. Find meaning in it, be recognized when they do well, and feel a sense of achievement. O'Brien states in the report on employee engagement trends that he offers three steps that companies can take to increase happiness at work: acknowledgement, contributions, and effort. Go beyond the cookie cutter recognition program and create unique recognition tailored to employees' passions. Recognize service. Don't wait for the traditional 5 years anniversary. Celebrate milestones early and often, including at 1 month and 1 year. Enhance your culture. Work should be somewhere employees want to be, not have to be. Don't be afraid to give them opportunities to strive. If you have someone who sits back in their arms folded and their brows frowned, saying, go ahead, engage me, it's not going to go very well. The UNOS for increasing employees' engagement is most often placed on the employer and managers. However, Crabtree emphasizes that employees must take responsibility for a great deal of their own engagement levels. It is a partnership between employees and their managers or leaderships. If you've got that, what he calls a caver, a person who is consistently against everything, you may want to think twice about expending a lot of energy trying to drive engagement. If you have someone who sits back with their arms folded and their brows furrowed saying, go ahead, engage me, it's not going to go very well. And Crabtree encourages workers to take the initiative to increase their own engagement. If you walk through the framework of setting goals, communicating, discovering, strength, and measuring progress, employees do not have to wait for their managers to make progress in these areas. Don't wait for your boss to come to you. Give yourself appreciation. Appreciate your peers. Heck, appreciate your boss. Lastly, Crabtree says it's important for managers to recognize that those employees who are fully engaged in their jobs are the ones who most need true downtime. Kick people out of the office on weekends. Tell them to go home at 6 o'clock. They are going to go back because they've engaged them. But make sure they understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, to increase engagement, let's go over the mind gaps. Scott Crabtree of Happy Brain Science offers the mnemonic device Mind the Gaps to help business leaders remember how to improve workplace engagement. Goals. There are 200 studies that show that challenging employees to meet goals motivates higher performance. Alignment. Talk with employees to ensure they understand and value how their work fits into the big picture. Progress. Give people enough resources. Remove roadblocks, visualize progress, and celebrate and savor progress. Growth. Research shows that career opportunities are consistently top engagement driver. Appreciation. A study from OC Tanner shows that 78% of workers were highly engaged when they experienced strong recognition versus 34% when they got weak recognition. People. Gallup data suggests that turnover is 22 to 37% lower when employees feel like someone cares about them as a person. Expounding on that last point, Crabtree offers one more acronym to help managers recall engagement tips. For human managers, matter most. The person who makes the biggest difference in any employee's engagement is that employee's manager. If you want to make a big difference in employee and manager engagement, start with your frontline managers. Give them what they need, teach them how to engage themselves and others, and you will get your best ROI for employee engagement. More career tips and advice are on YouTube at Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. Subscribe to my channel and leave a comment on a video. I would love to hear your questions and your takeaways so I can make more valuable content to help you with your career success. Likes this show so far and would like to recommend topics in the future to be discussed on the next show episodes? Let me know on Facebook.com. Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. And please support this podcast with a small monthly donation of $5 a month to help sustain future episodes. Just find the support button and it will guide you through. Your support helps me level up my podcast. And share this episode with your friends and on social media.